Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We want to read from Revelation chapter 5. Please, let's do verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Praise the Lord. Please take your seats. We are considering in this service the code for more in 2025. The code for more in 2025, part one. The scripture we just read gives us some form of insight about what we normally call the seven spirits of God. And with these attributes or virtues, the Lord reigns upon the earth. One of them, in verse number 12 of Revelation 5, is power. Then we have riches. We have wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. So with these spirits, God rules in his people on the face of the earth. I mean, you can just imagine a person God has called who lacks wisdom, especially the wisdom of God. When you lack the wisdom of God, you are as good as nothing. Imagine you lack power as a man of God, as a husband, as a wife. You lack power. You lack riches. You know, you lack riches in anything you are doing. If you have great potential without resources, you will still struggle. Then it talks about wisdom, it talks about honor, and it talks about glory, and then blessing. Praise the Lord. So all these are very important attributes of God and virtues that is given unto us in redemption so that our reign here on earth will be successful. In fact, if you read verse number 10 of that same Revelation chapter 5, it says that, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. The proper rendering will be that he has made us unto our God a kingdom of priests and kings, so that we will reign on the earth. But reigning on the earth requires us to have certain capital, certain resources, especially divine assets. And in redemption, all of Christ have become ours in redemption. So these spirits that God rules on the earth with, we have become partakers of his divine nature. And the idea is to make us into a kingdom of priests and kings so that we shall reign on the earth. Somebody say more. So there is a code. The idea itself is not as powerful as what the resources and the know-how to use the resources to become whatever God wants you to become. And so in our time, the challenge has been our inability to study, to know exactly what God has given us, who he has made us, and what the finality of our lives are supposed to be. But in this teaching, I'm just going to show you one of the codes. It's in the seventh spirit. That code is called the code of honor. What is it? If you want to succeed in this 2025, what code should you have? The code of honor. It's a major pillar for reigning on the earth. If you lack it, no matter who you are going to struggle. I heard one man of God saying that successful people are grateful people. You know, it will look very simplistic, but so many doors will be shut onto you simply because you are not grateful. You are not appreciative. You are not thankful. And so we learn how to really be successful when we understand the ways of God. I'm going to, because we are taking Anna out of these seven and we are sharing about it, I'm going to just try to point out to you in scripture about a number of kinds of Anna, a number of them that are in scripture and that we have to adhere to and operate by our faith in order for us to be successful in 2025. Praise the Lord. So let's look at seven dimensions of honor. Seven dimensions of honor. One is honor the word of God. If you're going to be successful, I'm teaching this not in any kind of hierarchy or importance, so that you say this is number one, this is number two, this is number three. You just need to know this. Now I'm starting with honoring the word of God, because there is nothing that we can do here on earth except we are within the territory of the word. So outside the word, you're operating in a different kingdom. You have to operate within the word so that whatever God has promised can become yours. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Honor the word of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30, the Bible says, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." So here we see that God is dealing with Eli and his house. He's already giving them a promise. That promise was based on the honor God had for his person and the office that had been promised him. And the Lord said that, "I said, walk before me, and the priesthood shall be yours forever." Then Eli saw his children do some sacrilegious things in the tabernacle of God. They started touching the sacrifices, the portion of it that belonged to the Lord. Some portion had been given to the priest and his house. They were not satisfied with what had been given to the priest and the house. So they went into the portion that belongs to the spirit. So in the end, God told Eli that, "I promise that I'm going to honor you and your house with the priesthood forever, but I've changed my mind." Please tell somebody that God is free to change his mind, and God can change his mind. And in the Bible, he's been changing his mind all the time. Praise the Lord. So it looks like even when your eternity is cemented or made permanent because you have Christ here on earth, if you don't know how to walk with the Lord, a lot of things will change, even though you may be eternally heavenly bound. Because when you look at the people that honor me, I will honor. If you despise me, I will likely esteem. Tells you that there are times where God becomes reactional. It's a difficulty we have to face, because some people are saying that no matter what you do, even if you are going against the Lord, the word of God, in anyhow, once you have received Jesus, he doesn't care. It's not true. It's not true. Because God's word is consistent. God's word is what? I'm not sure whether your eternity will shift or change, because the Bible is clear on what will shift a person's eternity or not. But if you are here on earth, there is a way God expects us to walk with him, to get the best of our relationship. If you are here, say, I'm here. So these people dishonored God so much. And God said that, because I gave you my word in honor, and you were supposed to uphold the word in honor, and you have not honored the word. And you see, if you read John chapter 1, the word is Jesus Christ himself. The word is God himself. So, for you to be successful this year, you ought to be someone who places honor in and on the word of God. Praise the Lord. So many Christians may come to a point of deception that you can do God's word and something else. But it doesn't work that way. If you're a Christian, you're a believer in Christ, what guides your operation and your blessing is the word of God. Nothing was created except that which was created by the word. Jesus is the word. And by the word comes grace. So when you honor the word of God, what you get is what? Grace. And the Lord is saying that because you did not honor me, what is honor? Honor is placing sacred value on a person or a thing. What's the value? Sacred value on a person. It has to be value that is spiritual. It has to be value that is beyond the natural. It has to be value that is not just, you know, something just is you see as material, but is heavy value. Heavy value on a person or a thing. So when you apply it to honoring the word of God, that is to say that you make the word of God your paramount focus. And the obedience and the doing of the word your paramount focus. And you decide that you are not going to step aside and do anything that the word does not allow you to do. So you are placing premium on the word of God. If the word of God says go this way, that's the way you go. If it says don't go, that's you have no business doing it. And so for that to happen, you need to know the word. You need to be studious. This year, for you to be successful, you need to have the honor code. And key is the fact that you need to know the word. Because in the New Testament, we talk about obedience of the word, but really the deal is doing the word. And the word you don't know, it's difficult to do. Are you here? Doing the word. You can be a listener of the word and not a doer of the word. It is in doing the word with such honor in your heart. The Lord said, he said, with their mouth they profess me, but their heart is far away. Your heart must marry the word and must place value on the word. Here on earth, you can get result by any model. You can steal and get result. You can compromise and get reward. Anything at all, the earth can accommodate anything. But if you are a child of God, you have to know the way of God. And the way of God is by the word of God. Praise the Lord. That is what brings grace to your life. So God told Eli's house, and eventually when they dishonored him and he said, you will also be lightly esteemed. I mean, no one in this fresh year should be lightly esteemed by God. When God decides to dishonor you, men will dishonor you. It's like Adam. He took what they said he shouldn't take. And by that dishonor, you could see that the whole creation turned against him. Lions that were friendly became very hostile. Before, lion was the pet. Became very hostile. Came out, saw sweat, tongues and testicles. chuki pinchi pinchi. All because the honor is, don't touch this. And he says, I will try. I will touch it. You need to place, so many of us, we are getting into a place where we are more like postmodernist, or modernism is in our heart so much that we have embraced the world system so that the word of God is no longer relevant to us. And gradually, we are being ruled by the thinking of the world because it looks more appealing. It looks more, vibey. It looks more flex. It's like that is the in thing. But if you're a child of God, you need to honor the word of God. And as you honor the word of God, what you are going to get is grace. You are going to get what? What you are going to get what? Grace is what swallows disgrace. Gives you honor. He said, I will lightly esteem anyone who dishonors my word. Remember that God just told them, take this, don't take this. Do it this way, don't do it this way. When they went against the word. If you are a Christian and you don't honor the word of God, you are in trouble. You are in trouble for not honoring. God has exalted his word above his name. He said that I will watch over my word, Jeremiah chapter 1, to perform it. That means that even with the performances of God, God tries to be consistent with his word. So when you honor the word of God, you are honoring his mode of operation. That gives you grace, it gives you peace, it gives you power. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. When it's in your heart, it gives you faith. It gives you weight. It gives you capacity to be victorious here on earth. Faith cometh by the word. And hearing by the word of God. 1 John chapter number 5. Verse number 4 says that this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. So you are not going to be able to conquer anything if you are not an addict of the word. If you are not, and the danger is that, I told you we had a guy who was stealing offering here, but he could quote scriptures. If you see him leading prayer, are you here at all? He leading because scriptures are coming. But when people come and drop offering on the altar or in the basket, and we are not here, he will just steal it. So you could clearly see someone who knew the word in his head, but had not affected his heart. And the way he sees things. To honor the word means that you have eaten the word. The spirit of the word, of the letter, has entered you. So that it now determines how you think and how you conceive of things. It changes how you see God and how you see things. That is honoring the word. You see that you place premium on the word when you are about to take a step, when you are about to make a decision, when you are about to do more action. Praise the Lord. The word. Everyone say, honor the word. May you receive grace as you honor the word. Bible said the word of God increased. The word can increase in your heart. Honoring the word. Spend money to buy books. Spend money to buy good Bible. Decorate your life with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Since you were born, you have been dressing, paying all the fashionists in town to sew great dresses for you for the past 10 years, but you have still not been beautiful. So let the word of God make you beautiful. Bible says that beautiful are the feet of them that proclaim the word. Praise the Lord. At least when you place honor on the word, God's beauty is going to come upon you. The glory of God is going to come upon you. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that honor the word of God this year. Honor the word of God.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.